You ready for a fucking lesson?
Wisdom.
Slurs 101.
Welcome to another Latino with a podcast. I'm the Latino with a podcast, Christian Henningsmeyer. And today I'm with Kyron. Is that well pronounced? Kyron Harrell. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, I'm with Kyron Harrell. That is like the funniest, handsome, and not intimidated at all person I know. He doesn't intimidate anybody, but he's amazing. How are you? Yeah, that's one of his jokes. He will let you know about it. What?
No, that's not one of my jokes. He just doesn't feel it. I just don't strike fear in anybody. That's it. I'm working on it. I'm trying. Nothing I do is scary. I'm good, brother. How are you?
I'm good. Like, thank you for doing the podcast. Like,
thank you for
having me. It's amazing to, I have Kaylee Hurd on, and at some point I told you about it in Lincoln Lodge. I had a memory of you in the, it was, I believe, 4th of July. We were at the beach. And you were with someone. I don't remember the name of that person. Uh-huh. And someone approached both of you, and it were like 2 years, and they were like, "Oh, we know you. We saw you in a comedy show. You are so funny. You're amazing." And they saw the other guy like, "Hi," and they left. And then the other guy that I don't remember the name, he was like, "I was in the same show with him that day." How do you
Blake.
Feel?
It was Blake.
It was Blake. Blake Burchard. Burchard,
Blake
right?
Burkhart. Yeah. Good fucking friend of mine. I love Blake, but boy, was that moment. I went on a date with one of them women. I went on a date with one of those girls.
And Blake didn't. They were two, and you dated both of them, and Blake was like, fuck, yeah. Guy.
That was a very good day. Because...
Not for Blake.
Sarah Perry took a picture of it, and Blake is standing in the back like this, and I'm just smiling, doing my whole shit, like, "Hi, oh, I'm so glad you love the show." Hi, yeah.
He was on the same show, and he was so pissed.
I'm just. Blake is threatening. He's bald at it and threatening, and me, I'm just a cutesy wootsy, you know.
How often does that happen?
Which part?
Like someone comes to you and someone else, and they're like, "Oh, we remember you from the show. You're amazing." And the other person is like, "Well."
With other people, they're usually more subtle.
Okay.
But people, I don't know, but they didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, but not these girls.
Those two girls, they did not give a fuck. But yeah, no, I always like when people. I went to some fest. It feels good. It feels that's a thing that, you know, people want when you're pursuing like show business. Uh-huh. You want a part of that. I went to this fest. I don't know the name of it, in like Wicker Park or something. Maybe it's Wicker Fest or something. And that was amazing. Like a lot of people that like live in that area had seen me at a bunch of different clubs here. Dang. And that felt cool. Like, so I would walk past and someone would be like, "Hey, I saw you at Lodge," or "Hey, I saw you at Laugh." And that I liked that a lot. But
I like to do like recently happened. Uh-huh. I felt a little bad about this. I'm so sorry. If you watch this, I'm so sorry. Because it was someone working as you know, these people that talk to you like, they're like, "Hey, do you want to donate money for the..."
Yeah.
These kind of people.
Yeah, shitheads.
I won't call it shitheads. But it was one person working in that. And I was like, I want to go home. I didn't have like a nice day at work. So I was like, I just kind of want to go home. So I ignore. Mm-hmm. And then that person, like, I just kept going. Like, I didn't hear what this person said. And then the person said, like, "Are you a comic? I turned on and I was like, oh yeah, where have you, we have like this conversation," but I felt so bad for ignoring it.
Yeah.
At the first moment. But it was like, because I'm too like gentle with these people because I have been on that position.
Right.
So I know like it's their job to do that, but I didn't want to like be in a, because I'm not like, no, thank you. I keep going. I just like, let them talk, but I didn't want that.
You ignored them when they asked you to be a hero.
Yeah, no.
And then when they were like, "Hey, we think you're funny," then you're like, "Hey, what do you want to talk about? You want to do the thing you want
to
talk about?
You want to go to my next show?" Yeah, I was like, yeah.
I always put on a nice big smile and go like, "I'm fine, thank you," and then just keep pushing. If I'm fine, if I have some money, I'll be like, "Here, fucking whatever."
Just throw it to them. Like,
yeah.
Take this shit. Like,
there you go.
Help some kids there.
I don't like it when they do it at Panda Express. I don't like when they do it at restaurants where they go, "Hey, okay." I'm like, "No, I didn't fucking come here to be a hero. I came here for Kung Pao chicken. I don't want..."
Yeah, outside of restaurants?
Yeah.
Okay, this is a story. I made it into a joke. I did it like once because it's a long set. And usually they don't give you like enough time to try like these super long jokes.
Not in the city, yeah.
But not in the city. But I work at some place that to get to my work in the corner in that Target, there was always like one of these people for cancer. I don't remember what association. And every day that I went to work, they stopped me twice, going into work and going out of work.
As if you got more money because you just worked a full shift.
And I was like, at some point, I was like done because it's like, dude, I work here. Like, I'm just stop me twice a day.
I'm as poor as you, and you're stopping me twice.
And they said like, oh, I'm so sorry, we didn't know, because obviously they greet a lot of people, and they're like, just say this to us, and we will know. Say it next time we stop you. Say you're a mango.
A mango.
A mango. And I was like, these guys are just fucking with me, but yeah. I'll try it. Next day, I was passing by, and I said like. Like, no, I am a mango. They laugh so hard, but they let me go. So I was like, okay, they were just playing with me, but it fucking worked. So, okay, I'll keep going.
Right.
But then, like, the next day, I was passing by. It was not the same people. I mean, it was the same association, but different people just, like,
damn,
reading.
Damn, you got to say you're a strawberry.
No, I say I am a mango, and the face of the girl was like, how do you know? Okay, well, have a good day. And I was like, it fucking worked. Then I tried with different associations,
yeah,
and it worked. And I was like, dude, this is like a fucking amazing secret. Until it wasn't. Because I was passing by, and one guy was like, hey, do you want to donate? Like, we're here for kids with leukemia. Right. And I was like, I am a mango. And he was like, what do you mean? Like,
he's like, yeah, maybe you didn't hear me. I'm not asking if you like fruit. I'm asking if you want to donate.
Are you going to donate? And I feel so fucking stupid. And everything just went into a flashback. And I was like, I've just been walking around telling people I'm like a tropical fruit. Like, what I'm doing with my life. I was like I said from their perspective, like someone just comes to you and like, I'm a mango. And they keep walking like, what the fuck
fair
I was
thing,
doing.
You're you don't ask insane people for money. So if someone goes like, hey, would you like to donate? I'm a pineapple. They'll go like, all right, yeah, you're good. Keep going. You're fine.
It was so stupid, like me telling people like, I am a mango. And they letting me go. They're like, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah.
I'm a Siamese twin. They're like, do you want to fucking save a child's life or not?
No, but the reason is like, is they charted. Being saying, let that man go, because we already talked to him.
Funny.
So let that man go. They just kept it on mango. Right. So they just, oh, he's a mango, and they let you go. But it stopped working. And after that, with that guy that it didn't work, I was like, I will never tell people again that I am a tropical fruit. This is the last time I'm gonna do it.
I'm going to do it.
You're going to try it now.
But anytime anybody asks me, let that man go.
Let me know. If you try it, let me know if it works.
I'm going to try it. Next time someone asks me, let that man go.
Because when it works, people were like so surprised. Like they're like, he knows? He knows? And they're like, he's a mango.
He's a secret.
Dude, it was so weird. It was so weird. But I got some topics apart from letting Black Burkhart know that you're sexier than him and you dated these two girls. Two of them.
No, I did not date both of them. I'm not sexier than Blake.
you just went for the cutest one or the one that like wanted you more?
The more complimentary one did. Okay. My mom was mean to me growing up. Okay. If you give me a compliment, that's a good way to get to my. It's a good way to get to my spirit.
Okay, so ladies out there, if you see this in a reel, just go for it. Just go for it. So you have like almost 20K, and I've seen your Instagram, and you are really good with all the content that you create. You put work into the thumbnails, and I just had like this. I thought about this because now I create like a lot of content, and I don't know, like there's like a Venn diagram between what you wanna do. And what people will see, what people like to see.
Yeah.
How do you feel like getting into, and there's another, like, what is going to go viral? Like, we're going to talk about that soon. But how do you feel like, you feel you are going into what people like to see, or you're like, no, I'm going to do my thing if people like it, well.
It's kind of both. It's kind of both. Like, I had this one, like, sketch go viral on the solar eclipse.
Okay.
It was just perfect lining. It was solar eclipse. It was also Ramadan. And I'm like,
oh, Muslim. The Palestinian one, right?
All Muslims. So it's like very Middle Eastern, but a lot of black people are Muslim, and yeah. So it's like Ramadan. It's the last day of Ramadan. The last day of Ramadan was on the solar eclipse.
Okay.
And so Ramadan, you can't eat sun up to sundown. So I'm talking to one of my buddies who is Muslim, and I'm like, oh, I bet you're so excited for the solar eclipse, and I only did half a month of Ramadan. So like I'm kind of like adjacent to it. And so I'm like, ooh, because when that sun disappears, you're going to eat anxious. And we start laughing.
Like 1 minute.
Yeah. And so I'm like, okay, that's funny. So I'm like, that's something that I think is funny. Let's just put it out. But it was the perfect storm of cultural with Ramadan, the rarity of the solar eclipse. It was just, it all kind of worked together.
Okay.
And then like, so I try to not just do something. I don't really try to post shit that I'm not also interested in. If I'm posting it, I want to be interested in it. Because if I'm getting my following or I'm getting fans through this, I want it to be through things that I think are funny because that's what I'm going to do. If I build it off of shit that I'm just throwing out in hopes that people like it, then when they come to see me, they're like, wait, this isn't what you do. And I'm like, yeah, because I want to keep like the autonomy of me being the creator that you enjoy.
For me, it has happened. Like, I enjoy everything that I post. Like, editing the podcast, I left. But it has happened that the one that I like, oh, I didn't like this reel that much, is the one that gets like more views.
Always happens.
And it's like I put a lot of effort into this one, and people didn't like it. So I'm like understanding like what people want, what people don't want, and what goes viral. Like the one that gets the more views, it was because we were talking about Filipinos and the slur for Filipinos,
right?
And I believe a lot of Filipinos share it.
Yeah.
So I was like not attacking a group, but like talking about this group, group like felt like related to it.
Yeah.
So I believe those people were the ones like push that content.
Yeah.
Like actually there was like, do you know the word, the slur for Filipino?
I don't know.
It's flip. That's
it. That's it?
Flip.
I ain't really a slur.
Like, apparently it's like fucking little island people. That's apparently.
That's the softest fucking slur I've ever heard of. Have you heard of the N-word? That's a fucking slur. If we're doing a battle of the slurs, N-word takes the fucking cake.
You can even say, I cannot even quote it. Like, once I quote it, and someone banned me from going to their house because I quote it. Like, oh, someone's, I quoted the N-word. But I said it, but I was like, I was explaining something. But I was like, this person said this to me. And I, this was like 1-2 years ago, so I didn't know better. Okay,
right. I wasn't there. Didn't I don't give a better. Fuck. I don't know.
But I quote it. It's like I'm not saying like this person. I'm saying what this person said. And that person was like, she talked to her friends like, he's not allowed in the house anymore.
Yeah.
And I understand it. I understand. Yeah. I'm so sorry. I didn't meant to use it. At that moment, I was here for 2 years. I didn't know like quoting it. You can even quote.
This is what I think about slurs.
Okay.
If they, this, that, here, you ready for a fucking lesson?
Wisdom.
Slurs 101. If they have a double meaning, whether outdated or not, mediocre slur. If they used to be used and then the culture deteriorated it into something that's a slur, mediocre slur.
Okay.
Which means that the top tier slur is the M word, it's the goated slur. You can't quote it. It was never used for anything. Like, I can't be like a chink in the armor. If I take out the armor, bad word. Hey, bro, let's go outside and smoke a fag. If I take off that accent and take off the, hey, bro, let's go outside, bad word. But you would never say, hey, I'm about to move out of my house. Will you help me move this nigger? That would never, never been a thing.
Yeah.
You've never been clinically a nigga before. You used to be clinically something else before. And a lot of people on Xbox started calling each other that, and I don't have to say it anymore. If a slur has ever been, that is how I rate slurs. What other slurs are there?
Oh. Slurs 101 with Kyron Harris.
Yeah, I'm fucking edgy. And then like flip a mattress, flip a house, flip clothes.
Exactly, and that's what we said on the clip. And one comment on YouTube, I love this comment. He was like, "Oh, I didn't know when I was a child." I have my best friend, his name was Philippe, and he was like from Philippe, like he was Filipino.
Right.
And I used to call him, his name was Philippe, so I used to call him Flip Flippy, and he never said anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, either he didn't know because you were both kids, and when you're kids, you're like more innocent to this, or you just create the villain arc of Philippe. Philippe just hates people now, and you created that.
He hates his name.
Not knowing, but he's like,
it stands for what?
fucking little island people.
They are, okay.
They are fucking little
island. They are island people.
Some of them are little. And some of them are fucking.
And you know why this is a bad slur? Because it has the word people in it. And the whole point of a slur is to be like, you're not a person.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It's not a slur. Not a slur. I'm not going to see a Filipino and then yell fucking flip at him. But if I did, it wouldn't be. Well, no, because then it would be a slur because I'm using it to fucking.
But it still is like one of the other comments like, it's too cute to be a slur. Like,
yeah.
Hey, flip.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that doesn't sound.
That's a nickname.
Yeah, there's no like hard letters on it.
No, not at all. Not at all. You can't do, oh, he just called him a flip with the hard IP. Yeah. That don't fucking make sense.
You have the movie Flipper. Like, there's like too many stuff with flip.
Everybody wants a slur.
There's a cereal in Venezuela called Flip.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, like, now they sell here in the United States, mm-hmm. and they change the name to Toots. Now that's the name Toots.
Really? So this is like a big deal amongst the Filipino community.
Imagine the Filipinos going to buy the cereal and they're like, fuck you, cereal box. But you're not calling me this.
You're not eating little Filipino people in that cereal. Things flip.
I don't know.
Things flip.
I don't know the ingredients of flips.
That's
so
true. I don't even know. So maybe. I don't know the cereal. Not a real slur. Slurs 101. You're welcome.
I forgot. The content creation. So that one got like, I believe, people feel related to, and that's why it got like a lot of views. Yeah.
I know a lot of Muslims shared the Ramadan one.
Exactly. So is, I don't know if you gotta think about, okay, let's make this content relatable to people, and it's like a battle between, I just want to do my shit, I don't want to like think like, oh, I need to do this because if not, it's not gonna get viral. So the Venn diagram is really difficult.
It's just that if I am going to be creating something, at the end of the day, I want it to be something that I like. That sketch made me laugh. So then I was like, well, I have no problem putting it out. And like, I'm tapped in with the brown community. So like, it's not like me going like, ha ha ha. It's me going like, because I did Ramadan that month, half of it. And so then, you know, like, it's like a thing of where it's like, where it's just like a joke for y'all. Yeah, it's a joke for y'all.
And it's cool, like, looking to the loopholes of having an eclipse in Ramadan. Yeah. It's like, hey, wait.
Yeah, like, who would think of that? Like, and that's like where the comedy part comes in. It's where it's like, who would even think that, like, during the solar eclipse, can we eat? But then for so many people that didn't know, but white people love to act like they're in the know. So white people were like, ha, 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 I was thinking about that. No, the fuck you weren't, Shelly. You did not know that Ramadan was happening.
You don't know. You have made the video. You didn't make it, Shelly.
You were not thinking that shit. I saw a lot of white people going like, I was thinking about that. No, the fuck you weren't.
You fucking lame.
But you want to seem like, you know, like you're a part of every community.
Yeah, you're going to have likes on your comment on your video.
Yes. Yeah. And so, that's the other thing. You want the call to action.
I want that, yeah.
So there was a lot of people going like, this is not how Ramadan. And I'm like, I know. Like, duh.
This is a perfect segue. I'm going to do a pause because we're on 80 minutes. But this is the perfect segue to the next topic that is like the other wheel, the other circle on the Venn diagram.
Cool.
Like, for now, it's just what you want to do versus, like, with what people want to see. Now, we're going to introduce the third circle. And we're back. We're back. And now, the third circle on the Venn diagram. For me, the third circle is what goes viral. And lately, I don't know if I believe I'm correct on this one, but maybe not. I believe what goes viral, like the biggest percentage of it, is hate. Like things like hate speech goes viral. I wanted to do an experiment. Maybe at the end of the podcast to do like we're in the middle of the podcast and we say the worst shit we can imagine.
If we put out the slur clip would do, at the end,
when we're done, I want to record like a clip like we're talking like, yeah, women are the worst. They don't know who to drive. Like one shit like that. But if I clip that, it's going to go viral because people are so engaged to hate. Like, it's so much easier to make one, like, fight. Like, at the end, we made like, we start talking shit about Blake. Like, he's the worst comment I ever seen in my life. I hope I don't ever share a stage with him again. Like, if we create like a gossip like that and we put it on Reels, that's gonna get viral.
The ether. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I don't think that people on the internet do love. I don't think that it's pure hate. I think that people on the internet love to hate on things.
Yeah, that.
And then I think that,
or to be offended. That's like, that's the other, like,
everybody loves to be offended now. And I think that it's like a thing of where if someone has an idea that they're really strong against, they are the ones that will speak. So like, I'm not really problematic like at all, really. And so like, a lot of my videos are just like, ha 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 ha. And I'm like, damn, will someone fucking argue in my comments? Will someone be like, you suck? That's not funny.
I can do that if you want.
If you want, yeah, sure. Because like, all of my jokes are about me.
Okay.
So you can hate my jokes, but they're about my life.
Yeah.
But you don't have to like my life.
And if they hate your life, that's racist. So they're
dingo.
Like,
dingo. But it's like, it's a thing of where it's just like, people like love to speak. The internet gave people who don't need a voice a voice. And that's my one gripe with it, is that like, before the internet, it was hard to get a voice, but if you had it, you worked for it.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to do anything except sign up to have a voice. And not everyone needs their words heard.
But then how, like, because the goal, I believe, is to find like the point where those three circles like converge. Because you want your clips to go viral. You want to do what you love. And you also want to do something that people would like to see. So it's like, do you think like, you have 20K. I believe 20K is like a lot. Do you think you're getting into that position? Well, people don't hate you yet. Because I'm going to put the clip about you telling like women don't know how to drive.
Well, they don't. The woman I'm talking to sure don't, at least.
Women. Just, yeah, this guy. Yeah, he's in the beach. You talk to him, he will date you. But he won't let you drive.
I don't
know
how to fucking... Get in that passenger seat. Let me grab your thigh.
But do you think you're getting into that, like, middle? Like, your content is going by like, the Ramadan? Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure there were people like, this is an ignorant motherfucker doesn't know shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that went viral because that helps.
1.5 million.
Exactly.
It was crazy.
But would you like that, to get, like, more 1.5, 1.3 million? Knowing that there's going to be a bunch of people hating, like, you and your content?
I don't always, like, the Ramadan one was just such a stars aligning type of thing that just came up naturally in conversation. The internet also favors attractive white people. That's like, there's no way around it. Like, Instagram, there's been so many, like, articles written from, like, black creators on Instagram, TikTok, going like, I'm doing the same thing. And then I get 3,000 likes. Someone white, a pretty white woman, takes my thing and they get 100,000 likes. You're promoting the same thing that you've been promoting since the birth of Hollywood, which is a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman looking at people below her and stealing shit. And then,
so should I change the name of the podcast to Another White Guy? So maybe people are confused.
Do it better.
One guy does exactly the same podcast with everything, but it's like Another White Guy with a podcast and it's viral.
Yeah.
Don Segura is like, I want you, Imai.
It happens. And it's like a thing that, like, the racism in the industry is a fucking real thing. And so it's just like, well, I'm going to keep... The only things that change is if I keep being myself, which I'm going to do, and then just keep being funny on stage. Those are the only two things that matter. Whether the zeitgeist helps me or not, you know.
I hope, like, I believe my clips are funny. It makes me jiggle when I edit. Like, I really like it. And I don't want to change. I don't want to have a preconception of what I'm going to post. I don't want to be like, oh, I need to add this. So, like, something about women or something more relatable or a nationality, so it will get better. And, like, this is, like, a fluent conversation. Mm. I don't want to think about, like, oh, yeah, tell Kai the N-word in some part so it will get better. I don't want to think about what I'm doing.
Yeah, but as content creators, we have to. As content creators, we have to. Like, when I'm posting, a stand-up clip, sometimes it blows my mind because the joke is good. I've told the joke all over the country.
Okay.
All four points of the of the country. I've told the joke. It kills. I do. Joke does great. Post it online. It gets like 4,000 views. I can't let that be the determining factor of whether the joke is funny or not.
Okay.
It's just a matter of it's the zeitgeist. When I'm telling that joke and it murders in a bunch of different rooms, if I do the lodge on a Tuesday and there's 8 people there, but then I go to Skyline on Friday and there's 200 people there versus when I go to the Arcade Theater and there's 300 people there, it's like a, and it kills in all of those, it's a good joke. The internet goes like 4,000. I'll go, all right, fuck you. Eventually I'm going to force your hand, but I'm going to keep being myself in the process.
Yeah, no, I really like that because I feel the same. Like I want to keep being myself, not catering to what the social media want from me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I already did, because they're like, oh, you should put like more content. Now I did the podcast, now I have Punchline This, so I'm doing more content. And every piece is getting like 400, 500 views. Like, it doesn't sound like much, but 400 people watching something you did is like,
if there were 400 people good in here right now, that's a good thing.
No, I cannot. Like, I will have problem with my
but
landlord.
Shit, fuck it.
This is not a studio. This is my house. Okay. I know it looks great, and he said like I should like rent it.
You should.
This is a business idea. Okay. Another question that I have. I saw like one of your short films is getting into festivals. Is getting like a lot of recognition. If given the opportunity, someone's like, "Hey, we want you to be an actor, mm-hmm. and we're going to pay you to do a series or whatever, but you got to drop comedy. Would you do it? Or will you're like, nah?"
Okay. So there's another short film that I did, the short film that I have the joke about. If you don't know, I have a joke about like me getting cheated on in a short film. And I was...
I've seen that joke.
Yeah. And that's real. I was co-starring in a short film where I got cheated on. And it's so funny because a couple months ago, I was a boyfriend who was getting cheated. Like, it's just real.
Okay.
And that one has gone on to win. I'm like an award-winning actor already, because that's won 2 awards at film festivals. And I expect the same like big things for this next one that we just put out, because it was just like pure, raw, and funny. And the people that I worked with on it were amazing. Patrick, Angela, Erickson. It's amazing. It's amazing. If someone was like, "Hey, we're picking up this show and it's streaming." I know that we're living in a hypothetical.
Yeah, we're living in a hypothetical.
But they wouldn't want me to give up stand up. They wouldn't want me to. Because no matter what, it's more eyes that I can put on that thing.
Yeah.
But if they were like, "Give up stand up," the thing is that like you kind of do when you get on TV, at least in the beginning. Because you're shooting 12-hour days.
Exactly. That's why
7 days a week. So in that hypothetical, if this show gets picked up and they need me 7 days a week, 12-hour days, I'm doing it. If they go, if I don't have time to do comedy, that's fine.
For a moment.
Because then once that comes out and then there's a bunch of eyes on that, then that's when the touring picks up in the off season. Okay, and then
but in this hypothetical, you have to like leave it for good, like no more stand up. Wait, what does Kai prefer, stand up or acting?
Kai prefers stand up.
Okay.
But stand-up is also a vessel to get into acting.
Yes, it is. But no, but you're giving up. Like, hear my question.
I'm hearing it. I'm just,
you
pivoting,
have to
I'm
give
just
up.
Pivoting all around it. I'm deflecting as much as I can.
He's just fighting like all the characters of Inside Out in his head, being like, no, 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 go around it. Go
I'm
around
it. I'm sticking moving. What's the question?
Would you give up stand-up if they offer you an acting career?
You know,
it's a yes or no question. You can do it. I trust you.
You know, it's like it's one of those things. You know, it's one of those.
Yes or no? Yes or no?
Who's to say? You know.
Do you need the money involved? Do you need to know how much money is involved?
Would love the money.
Okay.
But also would love to not go crazy and kill myself. And stand up keeps me from going insane and killing myself. But also being really poor and not having money from acting makes me go insane and wanting to kill myself. You know what? For the sake of this, fucking sure. Sure.
You will give up. You hear it here, so don't book here anymore. Book me, because I will never get this. This is what all of set up. A lot of producers just come from behind the curtain.
All the bookers of every club comes out.
They just come from that room being like,
"We knew your heart wasn't in it. We knew your heart wasn't in it."
You start there, you start dropping out your from festivals. So all the bookers like, hey, Kai,
all my dates get canceled.
And yeah, the girl from the beach, she's like, I can't believe I date this ex-comic.
Yeah. But they're the movie star now, bitch.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same feeling.
Much cooler feeling. Movie star is much cooler than comedy.
Yeah, it is like
much cooler
at some level. But I believe, like at the end, they're like they prefer someone that can make them laugh.
Of course, there's nothing cooler than being a comedian. But movie star is cooler than comedy.
Yeah,
because comedy, it's you are important because you're yourself.
And you have like a voice that is not like tied up to people telling you what to say and what to do.
You're cool because you're yourself.
Yeah, I love that.
You're cool because you're someone's favorite character, but stand up, you're cool because you're yourself. And there's nothing cooler than that, but being a movie star is cooler than comedy. Does that make sense?
You know, I've been thinking of moving, and I believe a lot of people move to LA, that a lot of comics, because secretly they're pursuing being a comedy character and a comedy actor. Because I believe no one will say no if they're like offered like, hey, do you want to be in a comedy series for Hulu, whatever? You will
no
do
one
it.
No say no. Yeah.
I just had an app for one that's like, oh, we're seeking for 10 comics to live in a house in Phoenix, Arizona. Did you get that one?
I did not get that.
Okay, I'm a better comic. There you go. The ads are targeting
me.
There it is. For it's like Phoenix, Arizona. I watched like the product and it's like soap. I mean like the guys from there's a soap Dr. Squatch. They're doing like comedy shows now, and I believe a lot of companies are going to comedy because comedy sells. I believe it's Don't Tell with Dr. Squatch. They're doing like
I heard something through the grapevine where they're gonna be on a lot of things comedy wise.
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah,
I love that. I have those soaps. So book me, Dr. Squatch. Like, book me. I use the soaps, and I'm a comedian. So please.
I do too. I got that sandpaper, fucking whatever it's called.
Sandpaper.
Whatever it's called. Paper something.
No. Pine tar. I have the pine tar. I have a bunch of them.
They brought a bunch to a comedy club that I was at. And nice. They were just like, take them. So I was just like, fuck yeah.
Those are really good.
Yeah.
I need soap.
And it has the texture, the sand in it. Whatever that one is.
The pine tar is amazing.
Okay. I like it.
Dr. Squatch, please book Kai. Book me. Because we're going to sell this soap. Well, these people from Phoenix, Arizona, it was like also another soap, but I was like, I don't trust it. But one part of me was like, should I submit to be on?
Why not?
I don't know, because I don't see myself going to Phoenix, Arizona right now. Fair. But maybe I should. And actually, Dr. Squatch is another nice segue to what I believe this is the last topic for this part. Then we're going to have a second bonus episode. But you take really good care of your hair, right? Recently, I've been taking really good care of my hair.
Your hair looks great.
Thank you. I've been taking like really good care. But I want us to give women advice of how to treat your hair. And they're going to hate us because I've been like, watch it every day. Now I don't use shampoo every day. I use like conditioner every day, but women is like, that's not the way to do it. But and I bought like a cream, like a curly hair cream, and I still don't know how to use. Like I use like just a little bit, and they say like you gotta like grab it like this.
We have very different hair texture.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck you're
talking
about.
And then like the guy I go my barber, he's like, oh yeah, you gotta buy a blow dryer. And put like something that I don't even know the name, but it's like a filter to the blow dryer, and then like dry like that. And I'm like, I'm not doing that. That's way too much work for me. I do like a dog. I take a shower and then I do like, and that's it. That's why I do my hair. Now take women advice from Cairo 101 with Cairo Harrell about how to do your hair.
My hair is very different. If you got dreads, you know it. It's very low maintenance until wash day. These are free form, so I've never retwisted them. I've never got them twisted. So my hairstyle is very low maintenance except for the lineup And then wash day. Wash day, my hair takes like 24 hours to dry. I only wash my hair like every...
What do you do in those 24 hours?
I try to blow dry if I can. If okay. I get it, if I can find a blow dryer, I'll blow dry it, but that's not the best thing, but I just hate sleeping on it. But I don't wash my hair. I only wash my hair like once every 2 or 3 weeks.
But you do the coconut oil.
Coconut oil, yes.
There you go.
Coconut oil is a very good product.
How do I know? We're together. We're a couple.
There we go. We live together. We fuck together. We joke together. I do coconut oil, and that's usually the only thing that I try to put in there. I put castor oil on some of the parts that are like lower.
Okay.
But that's just for like to promote hair growth and health.
Do you think this is, you're going to be like, do you know The Walking Dead?
I haven't seen it, but I know about it.
Okay. Well, there's a guy that has like gray dregs and he has like a tiger. Do you think you're going to evolve into that or you're planning on cutting it at some point in your life?
I'll cut it when my agents go, we need a role. We have a role for you and it's a great role, but they just want you to cut your hair. I don't know.
How gray have to be?
Something that lives on. Something that lives on. Like if I'm on a TV series or if I'm on like something that's going to be like... But because...
Wouldn't it be like a hate crime? Is that they want you to cut your hair?
No, because the character that they have in mind just doesn't have... Dreads is a very normal, popular hairstyle that white people don't understand and they still associate with like thug. And I get that. But it's like...
I associate it with like Jamaica and drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, from Venezuela, drugs is like equal to Jamaica drugs.
Okay. There's
never,
a bunch
never
of
with tots.
There's a bunch of. So, but the easy part for me is that I can cut my hair, save my locks, and then just reattach them once the thing is. If I want to do that,
it reattached? Like.
Mm? Like you know how like women get weave and they get the box braids sewn into their natural hair?
You can do the same with the dreads.
With my own hair.
Would you do that? Like, have you ever done that before?
No, but I have a buddy who did, because he joined.
But it reconnects, or is like just to your
No,
hair?
Reconnects over time. Your hair just slowly just...
take the dreads, like...
They take them back. They're like, I missed it. So it's not really that big of a deal. I could cut them right now if I wanted to. I just kind of like the look.
Okay, how long have you like, let your hair grow now? How many years?
I don't know.
Inconclusive.
I remember that they fell. My hair fell. Like, I used to have an afro, and the hair was starting to dread up. But it fell at the end of 2018.
Oh, it's recent. I thought you had had this, like, for decades.
They fell at the end of 2018.
Okay.
So, like, it used to be up in, like, an afro.
Okay.
And then the afro I was growing for since, like, fucking 2016 or something. So the afro would grow up.
And then for the weight, it just...
And then after a while, my hair and the afro would start locking together.
Okay.
And then I remember I just took a shower in 2018, and then I was like, I don't want to wait for my hair to dry, so then I blow dried it, and then it fell, and it didn't go
and
back
for
up.
For that moment, and you were like, this is my look now.
This is it. Hope people like it.
No, I really love that the women on the beach, they like it.
They do like
they
it.
They do like it a lot.
They do like it. It stops swimming sometimes because I'm like, oh, it's such a process to get it fucking
dry. Yeah,
yeah, and get the sea out of it.
Okay, we're going to end on this. How was the day with the girl on the beach? Did it end like abruptly? Did you end it? Did she end it? Did you miss her?
It was good. It was fine. We went,
Do you miss her?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm just getting into the little detail.
There's a lady I'm talking to now, so I can't say that I miss anybody, because I don't.
This is going to come out like in 4 weeks, so maybe by then.
I will miss her then. Who knows? No, it was fine. It was like a normal date. She was great.
I love that your memories are hitting. Like, she was she was a nice lady,
She was so good. She was such a nice, giving person. No,
the person fine. He's dating now, like, this is all a lie. I have the script here where this didn't happen.
I've never talked to a woman before, the woman that I'm talking to now. I've never had sex with a woman before the woman that I have sex with now. Never even kissed a woman.
Never? Like, this is the first time with the current one. Yeah.
Because no, this one. The current one.
Yeah.
The current one? I've never done anything. Like, all the things that we... Like, she held my hand. I'm like, I've never held hands with a woman ever. Not even my mom.
Love, this is actually your first love.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go. Your Karen Fierce Love. Mm-hmm. 101 with KRL for hair. 101 for slur. So what else can you teach?
How to be a fucking man.
I don't think so. You smell like an animal, Joe. You're gonna.
You want to know how to be a fucking man? I'll teach you. You want to be an alpha? Fuck start. Alpha. I'm a sigma.
You have to do that while you put coconut oil on your hair, like while you blow dry. You want to be a man?
You want to know how to be a man, huh? You want to know how to be a man? I'll teach you all the fucking ways how to be a man. You fucking pussies aren't men. You're fucking betas. I'm an alpha sigma. Alpha Sigma Chi. That's a fraternity. I'm Alpha, Sigma. I'm Sigma, and I'm Chi, nigga.
There you go. So
you wish.
And that's the episode. We're going to do a bonus content, but this is the episode for now. So bye.